Welcome to week number 29 of our 4.5 year journey through all of God's inspired word. I hope that you can open your Bible to Exodus chapter number 39, verse number 32, where we can pick up our story that we've been working on, which is Moses helping the people of Israel get ready to build the tabernacle. So we know that they left Egypt under God's mighty hand in the middle of the first month of this first year of the Exodus. They arrived at Mount Sinai around the beginning of the third month of that same first year of the Exodus, and they had the giving of the Ten Commandments on the very first Pentecost of their year. That would have been the seventh week, basically, after they left Egypt. And then Moses spent 40 days with God, came back down with the Ten Commandments, the first edition written by God's finger, and destroyed those because of the golden calf incident. Then he goes back up after dealing with the aftermath of the golden calf incident to spend another 40 days with God, which means that he came back down the mountain around the middle of the sixth month of that first Jewish year of the Exodus. And they would have then gotten started on all of the work of the tabernacle, first bringing in the materials by contribution, and then the actual fabrication of it shortly after Moses arrived back after that second 40-day period. So they will end up spending about 6 months working on the tabernacle. So we're going to fast forward now through that six-month period with this line from the book of Exodus, chapter 39, verse 32. Thus, all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished. And the people of Israel did according to all that he who is had commanded Moses, so they did. Then they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent, and all its utensils, its hooks, its frames, its bars, its pillars, and its bases, the covering of tanned ram skins and goat skins, and the veil of the screen, the ark of the testimony with its poles and the mercy seat, the table with all its utensils and the bread of the presence, the lampstand of pure gold and its lamps with the lamp set and all its utensils, and the oil for the lamp, the golden altar, the anointing oil and the fragrant incense, and the screen for the entrance of the tent, the bronze altar and its grating of bronze, its poles and all its utensils, the basin and its stand, the hangings of the court, its pillars and its bases, and the screen for the gate of the court, its cords and its pegs, and all the utensils for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, the finely worked garments for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons for their service as priests. According to all that he who is had commanded Moses, so the people of Israel had done all the work. And Moses saw the work, and behold, they had done it, as he who is had commanded, so they had done it. Then Moses blessed them. So they bring all this material. Moses inspects it. Because remember, Moses is the only one who was on Mount Sinai seeing what the finished product should look like. We've talked about how God may have been walking him through a 3D representation and gave him all the dimensions. And so Moses is the only one that can judge whether or not these things are as they should be. And so this inspection is taking place right at the tail end of the 12th month of that first year of the Exodus. And he sees it all meets the standard of God. So that's good news. So now we are going to talk about actually putting it all together for the very first time. Exodus chapter 40, verse number 1. Then he who is spoke to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month, you shall erect the tabernacle of the tent of the meeting. So they are going to build it for the very first time on the first day of the first Jewish month of the second year of the Exodus. So very close to the one-year anniversary of them leaving Egypt. And then we have this big, long list, once again, of how it's all put together. And it feels really redundant for us, but I think it's important for us to read through the scripture at this point to see that everything is put together exactly as it's supposed to be. Verse 3, you shall put in the ark of the testimony, and you shall screen the ark with the veil. So the ark of the covenant, which is God's throne, it's a portable throne. It's going to be put into where the Holy of Holies is going to be located. And the screen, the veil that divides the Holy of Holies from the most holy place is going to be put in front of the ark. Verse 4, you shall bring in the table and arrange it. That's the table of showbread, which is going to go on the north side of the holy place, which is where the priests do their work. And you shall bring in the lampstand and set up its lamps. So that's what we sometimes refer to as the menorah. And so they're all going to be put in place and the lamps lit. You shall put the golden altar for incense before the ark of the testimony, and then set up the screen for the door of the tabernacle. So the altar of incense sits right at the dividing point between the most holy place, where the Ark of the Covenant is located, and the holy place where the priests do their work. And I've described to you before that we know that the poles, the carrying poles, are always left in the rings of the Ark of the Covenant. And even in the temple, which has much more space, it is said that the poles jut out of the most holy place into the holy place. And so that would definitely be the case here in the tabernacle version of the temple. And that means that the little altar of incense is going to be sitting between those poles, where once a year, when the high priest goes into the most holy place, he'd basically have to walk around the altar of incense between it and one of these poles on either side. And then the screen for the door of the tabernacle, that's the very front screen of the shrine building itself. Verse 6, you shall set the altar of burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. This is the big sacrifice altar where everything is burned, and put the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar. So the big water tank is closer to the shrine building than the altar of sacrifice is. And then put water in it, and you shall set up the court all around and hang up the screen for the gate of the court. So remember, we've got this fence, fabric fence that goes all around the entire complex. And then it has an entry point on the east side, and that has to be put in place too. Verse 9, then you shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it, and consecrate it and all its furniture, so that it may become holy. So we have a special formula of olive oil. It's going to be heavily scented with cinnamon. It's somewhat thick, seems to be, because of the extra spices that have been added into it. And so he's going to either smear this on each of the items that we've had mentioned ceremonially, or he might actually just kind of flick a little bit of it using maybe a piece of herb that would allow it to kind of be splattered toward these objects. And this is the symbol that this is being anointed by God. Anointing symbolically is a representation of the Holy Spirit's presence. And so this is going to become God's property, dedicated to God's service. Verse 10, you shall also anoint the altar of burnt offering and all its utensils, and consecrate the altar so that the altar may become holy. You shall also anoint the basin and its stand and consecrate it. So the earlier verse was about the shrine building and the components inside it. And then these next two verses are about the two components that are outside the shrine building, the great big water tank and the great big sacrificial altar. Verse 12. Then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent and of meeting, and shall wash them with water. And this anointing ceremony is actually mentioned in great detail in the book of Leviticus. And we'll come back to that in a little bit. But here's the opening part. You shall put on Aaron the holy garments after he's been washed, and then you shall anoint him and consecrate him that he may serve me as priest. You shall put his sons, bring his sons also and put coats on them and anoint them as you anointed their father, that they may serve me as priests, and their anointing shall admit them to a perpetual priesthood throughout their generations. So this is a quick overview of how the dedication ceremony is supposed to go. So now we've had the overview by God, we actually have the report of how it went. Again, it's a little bit repetitive. It's not exactly the way that we would write things in our own culture, because we like brevity. We like to be concise. But here goes. Verse 16. This Moses did according to all that he who is commanded him, so he did. In the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, the temple was erected. And I'm going to give you a date so that you can kind of relate to that. Based on my chronology that I work from, we're talking about this being like a Wednesday, the 19th of April, 1455 BC. So it gives you a sense of it's the springtime. And it is very close to the anniversary of them departing from Egypt. Verse 18, Moses erected the tabernacle. He laid its base, his bases, and set up its frames and put in its poles and raised up its pillars. So that's the three-sided open framework that we've been talking about. He puts all that framework up, locks it into place with its locking mechanisms. Verse 19, he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent over it, as he who is had commanded Moses. And you remember that there was a very ornate tapestry work that goes over the framework first with embroidered cherubim, the four-faced, four-winged angelic beings. And then over the top of that, there is an overcovering that protects it. And then over that, there's a big canopy as well that has kind of blue on the underside and red on the top. And all of this Moses puts in place. Now, he's not personally doing it. He is supervising this being put together by all of the Levites of different teams for the very first time. And they will need to know how to do this, because they're going to do this several different times on their trip to the Promised Land. Verse 20, he took the testimony and put it in the ark. Now that's the Ten Commandments, second edition, inscribed by the finger of God. So he puts that into the ark, and he put the poles on the ark and set the mercy seat above the ark. So now it's sealed up shut. And then he brought the ark into the tabernacle. So the priests that were in charge of carrying it, they would have put it into the Holy of Holy place and then come away from it. And it's going to be with the poles sticking out. farther into the holy place. Then he set up the veil of the screen and screened the Ark of the Testimony as he who is had commanded Moses. Now remember, this veil seems to be attached to the rings that are part of the overdrape that is right along the dividing line of the holy place and the most holy place. Verse 22, he put the table in the tent of meeting. That's the table of showbread, or the bread of the presence, on the north side of the tabernacle outside the veil, arranged the bread on it before he who is, as he who is commanded Moses. So he puts the 12 flat loaves of bread in place, each of those loaves representing one of the tribes in God's presence day by day. There would have also been some bowls of incense and also some cups with the drink offerings that would have been on this table as well. Verse 24, he put the lampstand in the tent of meeting opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle and set up the lamps before he who is, as he who is, had commanded Moses. So that's the light source inside the tabernacle now. He put the golden altar in the tent of meeting before the veil and burned incense on it as he who is had commanded him. So now everything is in place in the shrine building itself. So verse 28, he put in place the screen for the door of the tabernacle. So now everything is exactly where it belongs in the shrine building, including the front entrance veil. 29, he set up the altar of burnt offering at the entrance of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, and offered on it the burnt offering and the grain offering as he who is had commanded Moses. We'll actually read about those in a bit. He set the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it for washing, with which Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet. When they went into the tent of meeting and when they approached the altar, they washed as he who is commanded Moses. So now everything is in its place for the worship day by day of he who is. But now we need to cover it all around with a barrier fence so that only those who come through the front entrance in accordance with procedure can approach God, as he is symbolically represented in this tent, which is going to be placed in the center of the encampment, by the way. Verse 33, he erected the court around the tabernacle and the altar and set up the screen of the gate of the court. And so Moses finished the work. Now we're going to stop there at that verse. There's more, but there's details given in other books written by Moses. And so we need to bounce over to those books, particularly Numbers, we want to look at right now, and see what other things were going on before God's glory comes down on this assembled tabernacle for the very first time, because some other things have to happen. Numbers chapter 7, verse number 1 says, on the day when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle and had anointed and consecrated it with all its furnishing, and had anointed and consecrated the altar with all its utensils, the chiefs of Israel, heads of their fathers' houses, who were the chiefs of the tribes, who were over those who were listed, approached and brought their offerings before he who is. And then it gives the total number, 6 wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for each, every two of the chiefs, and for each one an ox. And they brought them before the tabernacle. And he who is said to Moses, accept these from them, that they may be used in the service of the tent of meeting, and give them to the Levites, to each man according to his service. And so Moses took the wagons and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. And we'll talk about how he disseminates them later. This is just first the giving of these gifts as part of the dedication ceremony, which doesn't just happen on one day. It happens over more than a week. And we'll see those time periods brought up in just a bit here. Let's skip down to verse number 89 of Numbers 7. It says, "When Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with He Who Is, he heard the voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the Ark of Testimony from between the two cherubim, and it spoke to him." So this is when he's finished putting everything in place. He's had the whole thing assembled for the very first time. Moses goes into the finished tabernacle, apparently by himself, and he hears God's voice emanating from exactly between the two cherubim, because this is where God is representing himself to be seated as the king of the camp. Remember, the tabernacle is actually the royal tent that is at the center of the Israeli encampment. And so it is pictured that God is seated on the Ark of the Covenant, because it's a throne, and his voice is emanating from mouth height above the mercy seat, right between the two cherubim, underneath the canopy formed by their two sets of wings coming up and over the seat. So that's how God presents himself to Moses. And then he has instructions. Verse 2, "Speak to Moses and say to him, speak to Aaron and say to him, when you set up the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand." And so Aaron did so. So this is happening for the very first time about the lighting of the lamps. "He set up its lamps in front of the lampstand as He Who Is commanded Moses. And this was for the workmanship of the lampstand, hammered work of gold. From its base to its flowers, it was hammered work according to the pattern that He Who Is had shown Moses. So he made the lampstand." So this lampstand is now lit for the very first time, and everything is in place for the ordination ceremony of the priests. And so with this, we now have to jump to another passage for a little bit, and that would be Leviticus chapter number 8. So if you can go over to Leviticus 8, this is all happening on this same first day of the month, of the first month of the second Jewish year. Leviticus chapter 8, starting at verse 1. "He Who Is said," or spoke to Moses, saying, "Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the bull of the sin offering, and the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread, and assemble all the congregation at the entrance of the tent of meeting." And so Moses did as He Who Is commanded him. The congregation was assembled at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And Moses said to the congregation, "This is the thing that He Who Is has commanded to be done." So everybody's gathered now for the ordination ceremony of the high priest and the first set of priests. "Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water." And I believe, as I shared with you earlier, they were probably immersed in the big tank of water right in front of the tabernacle building. They probably had very simple clothes on to begin with, and then they would have gotten out of that. I guess that they probably went into the tabernacle building, shed those wet clothes, dried off, and then put the first components of their clothing on. And once they were clothed enough, they would have come out and been clothed the rest of the way in the sight of witnesses. So verse number 7 kind of gets through all of that. "He put the coat on him, tied the sash around his waist, and clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod on him, and tied the skillfully woven band of the ephod around him, binding it to him with the band. He put the breastpiece on him, and in the breastpiece he put the Urim and the Thummim, and he set the turban on his head, and on the turban in front of it he set the golden plate, the holy crown, as He Who Is commanded Moses." So that holy crown is talking about the golden plate with the name of God on it. that sits right on the forehead. Then Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was in it and consecrated them. And he sprinkled some of it on the altar seven times. See, these are more of the details of the ceremony. And anointed the altar and all its utensils and the basin and its stands to consecrate them. He poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him. There's actually a psalm that portrays when this anointing oil was poured on Aaron's head. It ran down off of his head onto his beard, dripped down into the folds of his garment, and went all the way down to his feet, dripping off the bottom of the robe. And so this is quite the ceremony that's going on right here. And Aaron would have immediately started smelling like the anointing oil, which had a very heavy cinnamon scent to it. And then Moses brought Aaron's sons and clothed them with coats and tied sashes around their waists and bound caps on them as he who has commanded Moses. He brought the bull of the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hand on the head of the bull of the sin offering, and he killed it. And Moses took the blood and with his finger put it on the horns of the altar around it and purified the altar and poured out the blood at the base of the altar and consecrated it to make atonement for it. And he took all the fat that was on the entrails and the long lobe of the liver and the two kidneys with their fat, and Moses burned them on the altar. But the bull and the skin, its skin and flesh and its dung, he burned with fire outside the camp as he who is commanded Moses. So we're running out of time. We're right in the middle of the ordination ceremony, and I'm sorry about that, but we do have time constraints. So what we're seeing here is all happening on the first day of the first month of the second year of the Exodus, when the tabernacle was set up for the very first time, and everything here is setting the tone for the ongoing worship relationship between God and the people of Israel.